Today we are joined by Sarah. Sarah, you have got to tell me all about what album you chose to do this week.
So I chose Sabrina Carpenter's new album, Short and Sweet, and let me just say, I absolutely love it. Like, I wasn't expecting such an amazing collection of songs from Sabrina.
Yeah, I know, this album was absolutely insane. And one thing I kind of noticed is I feel like her sound has definitely changed a little. Definitely went from more of that pop feel to, I heard some more like kind of twangy, like folk sounding songs on there. What do you think of this kind of switch up?
For sure. I really loved that. Like, I also noticed that like she experimented with like different sorts of styles, like a bit of like country and like kind of like R&B and like kind of disco-y vibes.
Yeah.
And I want to hear more from like of that from her. I like want to hear more experimentation because I think that's really cool.
Oh, for sure. And as we all said, like, we have been obsessed with a lot of songs from this album, but what were some of your favorites from the album?
Ooh, I would say I really loved Taste, Good Graces, and Juno.
Oh, I have been loving that. I also, Slim Pickings has been
Ooh,
one of my favorites.
Yes, for sure.
While that song was playing, me and Sarah were kind of talking about how Sabrina Carpenter started out as like a Disney Channel star, and she is just launching into stardom. So tell me more about this. Like, what are your thoughts on this?
I just feel like this album is really like what's going to kind of set her apart and push her into like this new era almost.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm really excited to hear more from her.
For sure. And we talked a little bit about how she's starting on a tour. I don't really know what to expect from this, though. I can't like picture in my head if she's going to have like a big production, like backup dancers, all that kind of stuff, or it's more going to be like a vibe of just her standing there singing the songs. What do you think?
I'm honestly not sure either. I could see her having backup dancers for sure, but I'm really curious. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I really don't know. I've seen some clips of her performing in the past, and it's definitely more like a chill vibe, but I feel like now that she's in arenas, she's got to kind of like pick it up, do something crazy.
For sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much for doing our album review this week.